Talk Live, You Can Bring Up Anything, live Saturday edition of the program, second hour of the program as well, and joining you this evening is Ian here.
And Mark.
You can take control here at 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. Maybe we'll talk more about this Skip Reveal person here later on down the line, but we've got lots of folks waiting to talk about all kinds of things here tonight, so we're going to talk to you. 855-450-3733. Let's jump right into your calls. Dan has been there in Minnesota listening to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, Dan. Dan?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing?
Just super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Great. Well, my thoughts are that, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're right here.
Okay. Guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you just call to you know, echo a cliche? I mean, because, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
That's Is that all you wanted to get out there?
That's a Charles Bronson movie. Fine.
Did you really wait 40 minutes just to say that on the radio?
Well, I mean, look at the medicine here. And up here, guns, you know what, in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, a gun is a necessity. It's a tool.
It's a necessity?
It's a necessity, yeah.
How's it protect you from bears and stuff like that?
I mean, I live out in the woods. I don't, you know, I don't consider a gun a necessity. It might be something you want. If you got a garden, you got to, you know, take the deer out that are getting in the garden, maybe, or you know, something right. like that. I mean, in my neighborhood, you break into a house, you're liable to get holes in you. But
good.
All right, Dan. Well, hey, thanks for the call. 855-453. Wait 40 minutes so you can throw a cliche out on the air.
Well, I think that the cliche is a true one.
It is?
Yeah, you know, I mean, guns kill people like pencils misspell words.
Let's continue here with Sean listening to WRNN. Hey, Sean, you're in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight? You're doing a good job, by the way.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
I was wondering if you guys can answer some questions for me. The FEMA region, the corridors, seems like all these new highways are built in the Trans-Texas Corridor back in the early 90s, late 2000s, mid-2000s. But, and then the law they passed about the posse comitatus being taken away. Do you think there's anything linked together with the corridors in these FEMA regions? Are they going to be closed off? These little bank towns are being shut down. Are they going to be closed off?
Bank towns?
You know what I'm talking about. Little bitty cities that go bankrupt because of the fallout. Little banks folding up, towns selling out because of the devaluation of property and tax raising of the property so they can keep up with the police.
Can you rephrase your question? I'm a little lost.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with towns going to too many towns you know, filing bankruptcy. I mean, there's been
small banks go collapse in the past 2 years.
Small
right?
banks, yes, there have been lots of small banks that have banks in general that have collapsed.
And don't the banks have something to do with how the town coordinates how they spend the money for the judicial system? That's not really why I called, but
okay. Do the banks have something to do with how towns spend money?
I mean, you know, small banks often will invest heavily in the community.
Let me break it down like this. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Bank of Swiss, Royal Bank of Scotland, these places are countries that are folding down. Do you think there's a comparison with small towns and communities in America with these banks that are around the world? Maybe that'll open it up a little bit.
Do I think there's a comparison between the small banks that are shutting down and
the big banks?
And the big banks? One more time. Run it by me one more time.
I guess what I'm trying to say is the law they passed to get rid of the posse comitatus.
Yeah, the military. What was that law?
Posse comitatus prevents the military from operating in the streets of America, basically, is the
right.
idea.
And now FEMA has been hiring to fill in these empty FEMA region centers. And my other question was wondering if the Federal Reserve regions are based same as the FEMA regions.
I have no idea how bureaucrats determine what regions they have or what their
banks anything about FEMA hiring for regions or anything like that either.
And as far as banks are concerned, I mean, they're all tied into the same system, which is operated by the Federal Reserve. And so
the Federal Reserve is an extraordinarily powerful organization, not just in the country, but around the world.
Some banks are going under, that's true, and some of them are being swallowed up by the bigger banks. And I'm generally not a fan of consolidation. I think that leads towards poorer service and fewer choices in the market, but the market's very restricted anyway. Because
when the government plays favorites with banks and gives some banks money and other banks it doesn't give money, then it creates a situation where the marketplace is skewed, and you know the bigger boys that got the bailouts are going to be able to buy up the little boys that did not.
Hope that helps, Sean. Thanks for the call, man. Let's talk to Creighton. Creighton, listening in Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to dig up some bones.
Okay.
The other day I was listening to the podcast where you guys were talking about the charter city in Honduras.
Yes.
Yeah, for our listeners that are not aware, there's a company that has entered into, a preliminary agreement with the country of Honduras to carve out what they call an autonomous zone and then build some sort of a future city. It's future cities of industry
future
or something.
Cities company or something
future
like that.
Future cities something or other. Anyway, it's this corporation that basically supposedly will be more free market oriented, and they're hoping that there'll be this Honduras government will be hands off with how they handle this
and
area.
And autonomous, by their definition, appears to mean more autonomous than sort of a city.
Than some of the rest of Honduras, but still the Honduras government does retain control over any laws that are passed. They still have to approve it
they
with
have
a two-thirds.
Veto power over laws.
They have to approve it with a two-thirds majority, or they also have to approve any hiring of judges and things like that. So it's not total autonomy, but hopefully it will be more autonomous than the rest of Honduras. Go ahead with your thoughts, Creighton.
Well, my thoughts are actually related to that, but it's about you guys in particular. It seems that you guys both represent the stereotypical libertarian types.
What is a stereotypical libertarian?
I don't
type?
Know that I represent anything. I mean,
because I don't consider myself a libertarian. So please define.
I believe you consider yourself anarchist. Is that correct?
No, sir. I am a voluntarist.
Voluntarist. Okay.
I'm a Quaker.
I find the distinctions difficult to discern, but from my observations, Ian is a purist, caught up in semantics a lot, and Mark is more of a practical kind of libertarian, kind of person like your motto, liberty in your lifetime for the Free State Project, means more liberty in your lifetime than you presently have.
That's an accurate way that I think that the Free State Project is trying to go about liberty. They mean more liberty. Sure.
Yes.
And I think you have summed up the show.
And I think that you guys end up fighting a lot, and you represent a lot of the infighting in the libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, whatever you want to call us, voluntarist types. We fight a lot amongst ourselves. In exactly the same way that both of you do, too. So you fight with one another. And it comes down to semantics, whereas the problem being is I agree with Mark. I'm more of a practical kind of person, that I would like to see more liberty for my children than I have. And knowing that
I'm
probably...
But not because it's the right thing to do or the moral thing to do, but because you believe it's practical.
Yes, yes, and yes. All of the above. But I'd love to shoot for the golden ring and get it all. But I don't think. But I don't consider getting half measures to be an unworthy goal. And this charter city idea in Honduras has huge potential, with very little risk for their overall movement.
Well, I support it. I think it's a great idea.
And, you know, this is the thing. You're right. I mean, I think that there was too much arguing over the term autonomy on, what was it, Thursday night show. And at the same time, Ian did say and has said he's going to go down there and check it out once it manages to get off the ground if things sound good.
I'm just skeptical, that's all. Was there something wrong with that?
But not just that, you can invest in it as a libertarian without even ever going down there.
Is that so?
Well, why would I want to do that? I mean, I'd want to go down there if there's something actually happening there. I don't know if you were going anywhere with this, but you're welcome to stick with us. We'll bring you back here, Creighton. More coming up, 855-453.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-3733. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can do it free, of course, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard about Bitcoins. Bitcoins are a digital online cash, as it were. You can it's a currency that's for the internet, and actually you can use it in real life, but sort of exists out there in internet land. And you can buy, sell, trade, purchase it as a commodity because it goes up and down. It's updated 24 hours a day. But for some people, obtaining them up till now has been kind of tricky. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer complete bullion store, so you can buy and sell gold and silver privately with bitcoins. That's one of the advantages of bitcoins, is they're an anonymous online currency. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they have 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site, click on the live support link right at the top of the page. You can get to crypto exchange's site by going through the banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue. Creighton is on the line. He's bringing up a discussion we had earlier this week about a plan by some, I believe, liberty-oriented folks.
Absolutely.
To open up a, well, I don't know who all of the folks are on this,
I don't know all of them,
company.
No, but I think that, to me, if Patry Friedman, the grandson of Milton Friedman, is involved, I think there's a reasonable chance that it's going to be a pretty liberty-oriented program.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it still all remains to be seen. It's just
all
in the planning
area
phase right now. And you know, I'm a little bit of a skeptic, and Creighton's calling in regards to this. But the idea is to create what's called an autonomous zone in Honduras and essentially build a city from scratch in a what was purportedly to be an unoccupied area of Honduras.
Right.
Where,
and if you could get an area of land that a government did not claim a monopoly over and build your own city there, that would be a significantly easier chore, in my opinion, than trying to wrest a city from some governmental organization.
Which, of course, is not what is on the table here, because the government is going to be the government of Honduras is going to be in control over this, which is why it isn't autonomous, and that was what started the argument that we had the other night. But Creighton, what was the point you were trying to make?
Well, there's actually two points I'm trying to make here. The first one is that it's not necessary to go all out. For everyone, all the liberty-oriented people that watch your show or listen to your show, it's not necessary that all of us move to the Free State Project in order to support you, that, for example. But what my point
there was... Of course not. It's not
that
necessary. But, you know, if you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, it makes sense to get together with other people, whether that's in Honduras in the autonomous zone, on a seasteading platform, or at the Free State Project. To stand alone means you're going to fall.
That's true. However, here's my point. I, for example, cannot move for the Free State Project because
yep,
I'm tied down to a job.
Yep, jobs and family tend to be the big ones.
The job and family, but family is my primary motivation for being interested in this kind of project, so mm-hmm. that my children and my grandchildren can have a freer lifestyle.
Right.
And if this charter city's idea is not necessarily libertarian. I looked a great deal at the concept of the charter city's website. And the Charter Cities organization themselves is not liberty-oriented at all. They're very visible.
Well, no. Let's hold on a second. The Charter Cities is a different organization from this Future Cities of... What is it? Damn it.
Future Cities International.
Future Cities of International. So they were inspired by the Charter Cities group, but it's a completely different organization. So looking at the Charter Cities site should not give you any kind of insight into
right.
what's
any
happening
more than
with
Patry Friedman. Looking at the Xerox site should tell you about Kodak.
Well, that I was going there,
okay.
But you shortcut him. But on that point, just because the government of Honduras puts in these, they create the charter, and they this company has to found this. So basically, it's a land grant company. There's no way for companies to come in there and own land. The only company that can own the land is actually the government of Honduras. And the land grant company then leases a long-term lease, just like Hong Kong was founded.
Right. It's essentially going to be a private city.
No, it's not going to be a private city. But that's the irony of it, is that the way it's very well done, if it's done the right way. There's a lot of cavets there, but the potential is huge. And my point about investing in it from afar is that even though most of us would not necessarily be able to go there personally, we certainly could invest in corporations that were interested in doing so. And the reason that they would be interested in doing so would be for their own profit. However, as Hong Kong is an example of, profit in that situation, economic liberty, tends to go along with personal liberty. That's a tendency. Even though in Hong Kong, liberty has decreased since Britain lost its lease in 1999 to China, at its peak, there were neighborhoods in Hong Kong that were truly autonomous, where even the police would not enter as a direct result of the gang culture. But you got to keep in mind that it's not the same kind of gang culture that we have here.
I got to say that, to me, they're all just gangs. And, I mean, I don't consider the police not going someplace to be an advantage, particularly. I mean, you know,
Exactly. What you had there, especially during the 70s and 60s, was that competing gangs were rivalrous. And if you were in a neighborhood that where one gang is dominant but wasn't the British gang, then you had a level of autonomy as long as you knew what the rules were. They had to be clear. And that's the beauty of this charter city thing. Even though it's not necessarily liberty-oriented, it tends towards that. If we as liberty-oriented people invest in the right kind of company to go there and that strive for that kind of liberty, because they will seek for liberty for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a good reward. I mean, if this thing pans out and it ends up being a more free place for people to do business and to live, then people who invest in it will probably make their investment back and then some.
Yeah, because freedom is profitable. There's no doubt about it.
I'd rather personally focus my money on activism. I'm not much of an investor, but if I'm going to invest, I'm going to invest locally and I'm going to invest in the movement up here. But I'll certainly keep my eyes on things down south and be very interested in what happens.
If it turns into a better proposition than the Free State Project, then it's certainly something for me that at the very, very least I'd look at for a winter home.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
Creighton, any other
warm.
Thoughts? Right.
No, that was pretty much it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And that's one thing that people can do if they feel like they're stuck where they are because of a job or because of family or whatever the reason is. You can always put money behind your favorite movement or your favorite sub-movement of the Liberty Movement. So you can support Free Talk Live. You can support the Future Cities Group.
Future Cities Development, Inc. is what it's called.
Thank you for that. You can get behind the Free State Project. There's
another project that I've gotten involved in recently. They're going to be advertising here on Free Talk Live starting on Monday called the Erickson Council at ericksoncouncil.org. And it's basically an idea of people building their own catamarans where they can go live out on the ocean where there is no government, if that's what they want to do.
So similar to seasteading.
Similar, but it doesn't have the sort of the houseboat aspect.
We'll hear more about it in the future. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control at 855-450.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show, here to take your calls about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you get all kinds of features totally free. Mobile site included. Got a smartphone? Maybe you want to get quick access to our live streams or the podcast. Head over to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
There are a lot of cigarette smokers listening to my voice right now, and I was one at one point, too. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. That's a lot more healthy than cigarettes. Is the e-cigarette. One of the best ones made on the market today is Vaporsmith's e-cigarette at Vaporsmith.com. It is one of the best made e-cigarettes out there, and you can get it for free. Now, not only will a pack-a-day smoker save about $120 a month, and it tastes better, and there's no more secondhand smoke, you don't have to go stand outside in the rain next to the dumpster anymore to smoke, and it, of course, it's healthier, but you can get it for free. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL, go to Vaporsmiths.com, buy 40 cartomizers. Cartomizers are the things that contain the nicotine. They contain about as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. And you know as well as I do that 40 packs of cigarettes don't cost $70. So you can get 40 cartomizers for $70. You'll get a free starter kit. You'll get free shipping at Vaporsmiths.com. If you don't have an internet connection, you can go to 855-2-GET-VAPOR. You need to use coupon code FTL in order to cash in on this. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
All right, so you can take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE as we go to Linda, listening in South Carolina to WSCC-FM. Hey, Linda.
Hi, baby. Hey. Ian and Mark, I've got a foreboding feeling about the Honduras place.
Okay.
And I really do. I literally have physical discomfort from hearing about what little bit I've picked up from listening.
Why?
That it is not going to be a free place.
I do wonder about those Banana Republics down there, as we've been, as we've heard them called all our lives.
I don't know if it's that, because I'm usually not swayed by, you know, crap that I've heard from people that I always found things out on my own.
Mm-hmm. Well, my biggest concern, Linda, is I just don't, you know, I don't trust people calling themselves the state. I certainly don't trust the U.S. government, the New Hampshire government. I don't trust the Honduran government. So I don't see any reason why the Honduran government is going to honor their agreement to
that
these
scares
people
me. That's
alone.
The biggest concern that I have, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not alone. I know I could never go. But if something happened to you guys, you're such an inspiration to me and to so many. I have something good to tell you. Let's get off negative.
Please.
I don't know anything about all the additives to marijuana, but I know that there is a marijuana pill for cancer patients that is absolutely phenomenal.
Really?
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And a lot of people are critical of Marinol because it's...
I have another friend who tried it first, and she smokes more than I do. Mm-hmm. And... when she told me about it, I love the brownies. I make them taste good, and
I bet you can.
I'm a good cook. I'm a fat old woman, so you know. But anyway, really good. It's, you don't have. See, I've smoked longer than you guys have been alive. Cigarettes and probably marijuana too. But anyway, it's difficult for me to inhale. And the pill would be so wonderful when they legalize it. Positive attitude, fellas, in this area, and they legalize it.
Yeah, I think that the Marinol pill...
I'm not entirely sure which pill you're talking about. The Marinol pill is legal. I mean, they can...
South Carolina, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, Mark, what the legality status of Marinol is. I wouldn't want to go out on that limb, but...
So you know what? I don't in this area either, but I don't think they have any medical marijuana or anything.
So you've managed to get your hands on a Marinol pill?
Not legally, and well,
that's
it
fine.
Was tracked again to somebody that was on it, and that's how she sent it to me.
So
her mother had
I think it's great if it works for you. I think that it.
I don't get them regularly. I just had the experience.
Mm-hmm. Are you using
like
it,
Hendrix?
I got you. So you're not using it to treat nausea or vomiting, for instance?
Maybe I'm not. I just got to try it.
Okay. Because this is what some people are prescribed it for, is, for instance, cancer patients or AIDS patients.
For her to eat and everything. And
right. So it was
wonderful. And
that's great, and I'm glad it works. But
yeah,
if I may, I'd like to explain a little bit about Marinol, as I understand it, what some of the critique of Marinol is. And so it's prescribed to folks so they can, you know, they can have an appetite or they can suppress nausea. And for instance, cancer patients and AIDS patients are in a lot of cases prescribed a lot of icky medicine that doesn't really agree with their stomach very well. And so they use Marinol to kind of balance that out. But what happens is for some people,
the joint with it is all I did, and I was just
you did what with it.
In other words, when she sent it to me, I had already smoked like 4 hits off a joint.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took her pill that she sent me and told me to try. So I'm not sure 100% that it is as great by itself.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's
good.
One of the things
and
that you don't want to do whenever you're eating cannabis, or in this case you're taking Marinol. You don't want to mix it with something else like smoked marijuana, because then it'll be very difficult to discern the effects of one versus the other.
I'm ignorant when it comes, but if I trust somebody and they say I tried it, I'll try certain things.
Yeah, that makes sense. Linda, thank you for the call. Always nice to hear from you. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. So what I was trying to explain about Marinol is when people take this, it's a pill, so it takes time. It goes through your stomach. Mm-hmm. It's got to be absorbed, and there's a process there. You know, it could be, you know, 30 minutes or however long your digestive process is to get the actual THC into, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, which is what people are really looking for in many cases to treat themselves. And so it can take some time to have an effect. And it certainly will have an effect. But what the critiques of Marinol are is that, one, it takes a long time. So, for instance, if a cancer patient is experiencing nausea, they're experiencing that nausea now. and they want to solve that problem then, not 30 minutes later or 45 or whatever the case may be. So the point is that smoked marijuana or even vaporized marijuana, the actual plant material, is much more effective for a lot of patients because it's instantaneous. They can measure their dose much easier because you vaporize or you smoke until you're satiated.
And people develop a tolerance for marijuana, so they need to be able to handle their dose.
And, well, the thing with the, Mark, with a lot of the cannabis patients is that the people using cannabis for medical purposes, they're not even using a lot of it. So the tolerance isn't
really... They're often not trying to get stoned.
Right.
They're just trying... They'll take a half a hit or something like that.
Right. So tolerance isn't really a factor in the medical usage, as I understand it. But also, marijuana has several different strains. It's not... Marijuana is not just marijuana. There's not just one plant known as marijuana. There are different...
In the same way that oranges aren't just oranges.
Right. There's navels and there's... Aranjos or whatever, and different versions of it. So the same thing with marijuana. Yeah, the same thing with marijuana is they can breed it differently, and they have different brand names, if you will. There's White Widow, there's AK-47, there's Blueberry, there's all kinds of names out there. I mean, if you just visit a marijuana seed sales website, it'll give you some idea for the dozens upon dozens, maybe even hundreds of varieties of different marijuana.
Go through startpage.com and use their anonymizing service. I'd hate the FBI to come visiting you. Just because you went to see a seed
surfing
site.
A seed site isn't illegal yet that I know of.
That doesn't mean they won't come by and take a visit.
No.
Then they can always find something illegal in your house. I mean,
I think that's pretty much
everybody's got
pretty much fear mongering right now.
Out of date material in their medicine cabinet, and
I think it's pretty much fear mongering to suggest that visiting a seed website will result in a police raid. But nonetheless, the other objection about Marinol is it's just an analog of THC, so it doesn't have the other chemicals that do exist in marijuana. And some people would say it's the other chemicals besides THC that lead one to having maybe a more heady high or more body-related high or things like that. So they feel like the different strains of marijuana are important to be able to choose from in addressing whatever medical issues they have. So Marinol, this pill, is not a one-size-fits-all measure to replace marijuana. More coming up, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. So, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum's coming up February 23rd through the 26th. Unlike some of the other Liberty projects out there, the Free State Project is not speculative. You don't have to invest in something or hope that something goes right on into the future, that some company is going to make it work. The Free State Project is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, all focusing their efforts in one place. Mark, you and I picked up our lives back in 2006 from our home state of Florida and made the move up here to New Hampshire. It's been great being around other people that understand what the ideas of liberty mean. And not only that, they're willing to get active.
I agree with all that. But just think, you said it was not speculative, and I guess it's speculative to some extent. The
speculation, what I mean by that is that people are here and they're doing things.
Right, but the speculation is that getting people to believe in the ideas of liberty together and this diverse group working on the same things in a state will have the effect that we hope it has.
Oh, I think it's. I don't think there's really any speculation involved in that. I think that when you look at the history of movements, the kind of philosophically or religiously based movements over time, you can see that there's no doubt they've had an effect. I mean, the Mormons, no doubt, have had an effect on Utah. No doubt the hippies had an effect on Vermont, and so on and
so
forth.
But will it be the effect that we're looking for? I don't know. I mean, I don't
know.
Well,
it's already happening. You've already got people that are that have been elected to state representative seats.
Yeah, more than a dozen.
You've got people that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that is taking a look at every single piece of legislation and grading it on whether or not it's liberty-oriented. They're making recommendations to all the state reps as to how they should vote on it. Some of the state reps are looking to those recommendations to determine how to vote on things. From a political perspective, there's already some wins, and we're still early on in this movement. There have been a civil disobedience movement here that is just you can't compare it to anything else around the world that I know of, as far as the liberty movement is concerned. And so there's all kinds of like media that's coming out of New Hampshire. It seems inevitable that something exciting is already happening, and that more will continue as more make the move here. We're coming up on 1,000 Free Staters already here in New Hampshire, and hundreds have made the move. We've got over 11,000 people that are pledged to make the move. So when I say it's not speculative, I mean people are doing it. It's happening now. We're in the midst of it. You don't have to wait for anything. The only thing you have to wait for is till whenever you're ready to come and get involved. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn about the Liberty Forum happening in February, which is a weekend in a hotel in Nashua, a great hotel, the Crown Plaza. We've been there the last few years. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event, as we always do, so that's always fun. But the best part about it is being around hundreds of other like-minded folks and planning and socializing and talking about what's next and seeing great speeches and panel discussions, engaging in luncheons and dinners and late-night parties. It's just a blast. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code, which is FTL2012, to save yourself 10%. That's FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, or just stay where you are and see how things go. Let's talk to Josh, listening in Wisconsin to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I just wanted to chime in on what you guys were talking about earlier with the... Well, I have a couple... two subjects here. I'll try to keep it short. But first of all, with the mayor and all, I think the reason why the politicians and everybody is so gung-ho about that is really because there's a lot of money to be made off of another pharmaceutical drug, and keeping marijuana illegal makes it easy for those pharmaceutical companies to make the money off the pharmaceutical drug Marinol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your opinion on that personally is, but...
No, I think that seems obvious. It seems right to me.
Yeah, and personally, I feel that all drugs should be legal.
Yes, sir.
We should judge drug use in the same way that we judge the urge to eat or the urge to sleep or have sex. All of those things are good in moderation, but can also be abused. That doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean that sex, sleep, and food should all be illegal.
Yep. There's no doubt about it. Not only should all drugs be legal, I would modify that statement to say that they should all be decriminalized, because when you say they're legal, sometimes it means there's like a legal structure surrounding them. Like here in New Hampshire, there's an awful situation where the state of New Hampshire is the only organization that is allowed to sell hard liquor. So liquor's legal, but because of that, it means that there's this structure, this governmental structure surrounding it that essentially controls it in a very negative fashion. So I think that if all drugs were decriminalized, it'd be like, you know, tomatoes. I think Mark gave that example before.
Yeah, like are tomatoes legal?
Yeah.
They're
just not illegal. Like, not illegal would be fine with
There's
me.
No law that says the tomatoes are legal. I mean, there are laws that involve, you know, the buying and selling of tomatoes, and I suppose that if marijuana wasn't, didn't fit into the legal structure, then there probably would still be laws on the selling.
You
and
think
buying
there's laws about tomatoes?
Sure. You've got to, if you buy tomatoes, they may vary, especially tomatoes on, say, a pre-prepared sandwich, you're going to need to pay taxes on that.
Oh, well, you're just talking about buying and selling.
And tomatoes are exempted from some
food.
State taxes.
You're talking about general food.
I'm just talking
sales,
about the
laws.
Buying and selling of anything. You need to have an occupational license in order
to accept. Go away.
I understand. Yeah. I'm just telling you what the real world
is. You're not saying there are actual tomato laws out there, Mark.
I don't know that there are tomato laws.
I've never heard of them. Maybe there are. But, Josh, would you say that, you mentioned pharmaceuticals and drugs being legal. So would you agree that we should get rid of the prescription process and as well as the patenting process so that pharmaceuticals could be opened up, the market could be opened up, and there could be real competition and no more, kind of government-granted oligopolies?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, it wasn't all too long ago when you really could just go into your local drugstore and buy whatever drug it was that you were, I don't want to use the word prescribed, but necessarily recommended or that you need. Now, I mean, the problem with that is, you also, I mean, this is not an actual problem, but this is the problem to the people making the money off of it. It makes it very easy for people who know what drug they might need to treat any certain ailment, and it cuts out the insurance companies, it cuts out the pharmaceutical companies, and it cuts out the healthcare industry when you've already been treated for a problem with a certain or drug that may be prescription now. And you can easily just walk into a store and treat yourself.
Yeah, those industries don't want it to where you can go to WebMD or some other website and look up a treatment and go and just pick it up. They want you to have to go to the doctor's office, set up an appointment, spend that time with them, spend the money, the $100+ or whatever it is you'll end up spending on that.
There are sometimes some really good ideas for going to the doctor, but there's other times when you can handle the situation
on
your own.
Most of the time, you can handle situations on your own, especially now with the information available at your fingertips. Online, but the old system, this kind of dinosaur system still wants to force people into it. So, for instance, a great example is folks with contact lenses or glasses. It's very uncommon in some cases for people to have their prescription change. It's possible, but usually, you know, it can stay the same for they can judge themselves on that.
You should be able to tell yourself to some extent whether your prescription's changed or not.
Right.
And the idea that you have to go to the doctor, say, every 2 years in order to get the same prescription. Eh.
It's a scam. I mean, really, that's all it is. It's just a scam to funnel money into those industries, and it all needs to go away, which is, of course, why it won't, because those industries are politically connected.
And there are good reasons to go to your doctor for whatever it is, but you need to be able to make those decisions yourself.
Josh, your thoughts?
Exactly. The three big industries in America, defense, privatized prison systems, and the healthcare as well as the pharmaceutical industries are all making profit off of taking our freedoms away.
Yeah, they are all directly connected politically to Washington, D.C.
Remarkably, so many businesses, many businesses have found that the very best way for them to make money and limit their competition is by getting involved with the government and regulating essentially their competition out of the business.
Josh, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Can't disagree with anything you said. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Jim, listening in Indiana to WGBF. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're in Evansville. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the president doing a speech about Teddy Roosevelt and how great of a guy he was. And he wasn't a great guy. He wasn't even elected president. William McKinley got assassinated. That's how he got to be president. And nobody talks about William McKinley getting executed. Most or assassinated. Most people don't even know that. We had another president that got assassinated. And also, he's the one during that was responsible for the Filipino Holocaust, that 2 million Filipinos got killed just because we...
Who's that? Roosevelt? Roosevelt or McKinley?
Yeah, we...
Okay.
But it's typical for presidents to laud one another. I mean, they essentially worship power, and so it makes sense that they would hold up high one of their own who is very powerful as well. Hour 3 is coming up. Thanks, Jim, for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.